If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Did Addison Rae just call her ex Bryce Hall's knockout karma? I'm Gabby Conti, and this is your 24/7 celebrity news. Addison Rae just took a lie detector test with Vanity Fair where she was asked if karma was real, and she said yes. I wonder who or what would make Addison believe in karma. Well, Vanity Fair was probably thinking what you're thinking, because then they asked her if Bryce Hall's knockout was karma. As the reporter asked Addison, quote, hypothetically speaking, would you consider someone getting knocked out at a pay-per-view boxing match karma? Obviously referring to Bryce Hall, as his fight against Austin McBroom was a pay-per-view match and he did get knocked out. Addison then says, oh my gosh, no, but the lie detector test picked up that Addison was actually not telling the whole truth, as the person operating the polygraph then says, I'm not sure about that one. Vanity Fair is, as I said earlier, referring to Addison's ex-boyfriend Bryce Hall getting knocked out at the pay-per-view battle of the platform's fight by Austin McBroom a few months ago in Miami. This clip is going around. People are just like, oh my goodness. I really feel like Vanity Fair did Addison Rae dirty on that one. I mean, of course she's gonna believe in karma. Of course she must have felt something to watch her ex get knocked out in a pay-per-view fight. But they really, really made her look, I think, worse than she really is. But prior to that knockout, it was highly speculated that Bryce and Addison split due to cheating allegations. Well, Bryce then seemingly responded to this Vanity Fair lie detector video by tweeting around the same time that clip surfaced, saying, quote, it sucks when you speak nothing but good things about someone and they just shh on you, LOL. So it looks like fans are team Bryce on this one, as top comments on TikTok Insider's Vanity Fair karma clip are, quote, karma for what, laugh crying emoji, as well as, quote, the way she always talks bad about Bryce, but he's so nice about her, it shows who the good person is, end quote. While someone else also agreed, adding, he has so many good things to say about her when asked and she only wants to joke, end quote. Quote, look, I mean, I feel like if some people break up, there's a reason they broke up. There are bad feelings. It's really hard to stay friends with your ex. And we're going to get into Addison's thoughts on now staying friends with her ex today. So I feel like people are going to feel what they want to feel. And I think Addison, you know, she's just trying to be honest. Like, the whole point of the lie detector test is not to lie. So she was giving her honest opinion about everything she was asked. Addison also admitted that she now doesn't think that being friends with an ex is a good idea. As Vanity Fair asked last year on your podcast, you mentioned that being friends with an ex could be a good thing. Do you still think this is true? Addison responded with, situationally, yes, it depends on, I think, on how the relationship ended, so I don't know. I kind of think no, mostly no, usually no, because if the relationship ended most times, it's bad, I guess, question mark. Addison also confirmed that she is not friends with all of her exes, which could mean that she is no longer friends with Bryce Hall. Of course, Addison has had other exes besides Bryce Hall, so she could be referring to them. But the last we heard about Bradison, it doesn't seem like the two are on the best of terms. As we heard, you know, they were trying to get back together during that Triller fight a few months ago, and then Addison was with Jack Harlow. Now, Addison has seemed to be fully moved on with Omer Fetty, and at the time, Bryce responded when that kind of relationship went public with OMG. So what do you guys think, or wow, he said wow, actually. What do you guys think about Addison's karma lie detector Vanity Fair test? Do you think she was throwing too much shade at Bryce Hall? I'm Gabby Conti, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news. Did Austin Butler just get caught cheating on his girlfriend with Lily Rose Depp? Austin Butler and Lily Rose Depp were just spotted making out after a dinner date in London. But according to a Dumois follower, Austin has a girlfriend, Olivia De Jong. Olivia apparently found out that Austin was cheating on her through the celebrity Instagram gossip account. Oh my goodness, can you imagine? Also, Dumois is having a moment. First, people are finding out about their boyfriends cheating on them. Also, BJ Novak's alleged girlfriends are all finding out about each other through his celeb sighting. That's why I love this Instagram account. Anyway, Austin and Lily, they were spotted at a Swanky River cafe in London. The pair arrived in a chauffeured Mercedes, I guess that could also be an Uber, with a male friend. The two enjoyed a 2-hour-long dinner, and then they were seen hugging and kissing after waving goodbye to their friend. The two then went for an evening stroll by the nearby river and then held hands as they waited for a taxi just after midnight. Lily had previously dated Timothy Chalamet after working with him on The King in 2018, but they split in April of 2020. Also, Austin, as you probably know, was in a long-term relationship with Vanessa Hudgens, but the two broke up at the start of 2020. As we report this, neither Lily nor Austin's representatives have commented on their relationship. And they probably won't, you guys. I don't think anyone's commenting on this kiss, especially if Austin is with a girlfriend or whatever. I mean, I feel like we're not going to get a comment on it. But this is tea. Can you imagine getting caught by the paparazzi with someone and then your girlfriend at home finds out about it through an Instagram account? If that is not 2021 living, I have no idea what is. But it turns out that Austin Butler, as I said before, he has a girlfriend at the time of this kiss. As a follower of the celebrity gossip Instagram account, Dumois is saying, quote, "I know Olivia De Jong, Austin Butler's girlfriend, who found out about him being with Lily on your story. As prior to this kiss being shared by publications like the Daily Mail and Page Six, another Dumois follower who was at River Cafe spotted the pair on their dinner date. The person is claiming to be friends with Austin's girlfriend, went on to tell Dumois that Austin is, quote, a cheater. Olivia is the nicest person ever, and he appears to be a prick." Yes, you definitely are a prick if you are cheating on your significant other. Not appears, just are a prick. Full stop. Of course, we don't really know the full side. We don't really know what Austin and Olivia's relationship is. This is a friend of Olivia saying that. They could just be hanging out. We don't know. But perhaps if Austin is a cheating prick, then that caused him and Vanessa Hudgens to end their 8-year relationship back at the start of 2020. Us Weekly had reported that the couple split in January of 2020. As a source told the publication, Vanessa and Austin are officially broken up, and Vanessa has been telling those close to her about their breakup, end quote. This followed Vanessa telling Cosmo UK some obstacles they were facing as a couple, as she said days before her breakup was announced, quote, "It's 8 years this year. The longest we've been apart is 4 months. It sucks. You start hating hearing yourself say, I miss you." So it's kind of interesting to talk about the relationship like that, and then next thing we know, they're broken up. But of course, we don't know when this interview happened, when it was released. But Vanessa's happy. She's dating, I always forget what sport he plays, an athlete, and she's happy. Our exes, Charli D'Amelio and Chase Little Huddy Hudson, on a vacation? Fans noticed exes and just friends Charli D'Amelio and Chase Little Huddy Hudson went to the San Diego Zoo Safari Park together. Just two friends who used to date on a vacation. I mean vacation, sure. Fans are convinced Chase and Charli are on a vacation when the former couple posted the exact same picture of the San Diego Zoo Safari. Of course, Chase and Charli have been on vacation together before, usually in a group. People are thinking this is the first time they are there just together. And it comes at the timing where people are speculating that these two are back together. So here are the facts. Little Huddy just told his Instagram followers that he is on a much needed 2-day vacation after the release of his song Don't Freak Out and his first ever live performance in Hollywood. He showed his followers his beachside view from his hotel balcony saying, quote, "I needed a little staycation, a little peace and relaxation. These last couple of weeks have been full effing throttle." Then he revealed his staycation was actually 2 hours outside of his home in Los Angeles in San Diego. So that's not really a staycation, but I'll let you have that, Little Huddy. As he later tagged the San Diego Zoo Safari Park in pictures of elephants on his Instagram story. And it looks like his ex slash friend slash maybe more than friends, Charli D'Amelio, is with him on this relaxing staycation, as she posted the exact same elephant photo on her Instagram story, also tagging the San Diego Zoo at the exact same time. You know, that is the classic move to kind of test the waters to show people that you are dating someone, right? When you're at the restaurant and you guys post the same shot at the restaurant at the same time, or I guess in this case, restaurants are out, San Diego Zoo Safari is in. Let people know that's where you are. You're at the safari with your possible person. So it does seem maybe that Charli and Little Huddy, like, they went to San Diego together on this trip. It seems like they tried to make it seem they weren't together, but Little Huddy confirmed he's on a vacation, and then Charlie confirmed, hey, she's also there. So this rumored vacation follows Charlie showing nothing but support for Lil Huddy and his new single, Don't Freak Out, which is speculated to be about Lil Huddy wanting Charlie back after their split in April of 2020. Since their breakup, the two have remained very close, but are quick to shut down any rumors that they are more than just friends, despite having a quote, friendship ring and being seemingly inseparable. Charlie did recently show her support for Lil Huddy's first ever live performance for fans at No Vacancy in Hollywood by sharing a shot of him performing on her Instagram story with the text, quote, so proud of you always, but seeing you do what you love on stage is a new level of proud. Congratulations, Chase, keep killing it at Lil Huddy. Of course, it is very possible that Charlie and Lil Huddy are just very, very good friends. And maybe that's all it is. Maybe there's no romance there at all. They just have each other's back. They're good friends and that is it. But of course, Cha-Cha shippers are holding out that maybe they are more than friends and maybe this relationship is back on. Also, a fan, Anastasia Nicole, who was at Lil Huddy's No Vacancy show, said she chatted with Charlie after Lil Huddy's performance and Charlie was beyond proud of Chase, as she should be, as Anastasia tweeted, quote, Charlie telling me how happy she was for Chase and how it's crazy seeing him go from singing his songs on her countertop to doing his first performance in front of us almost made me cry, end quote, and then she followed up that tweet with, I went up to her just to chat and catch up because I haven't seen her in a long time and we started talking about the show and how we were both so proud of him, end quote. And of course, Charlie's proud of Chase. Even if they are just friends, I mean, to see someone have so much growth, I mean, she is watching him along with the fans and I'm sure she's the first to hear certain songs before the public has heard it and to hear kind of Chase like play with this. I mean, we interviewed Lil Huddy here in the studio over a year ago. Definitely go check out that interview later, where he talked about his music career, about how that's always been his passion. He's always wanted to do music. That's always been the thing he wanted to do. So now to see him actually doing that and on his way to becoming a rock star, I mean, you gotta love the journey for him. You gotta be so proud for him, even if you're not allegedly, possibly, maybe not dating him. Dixie D'Amelio says she purposely messed up the lyrics to her new song, Psycho. Dixie D'Amelio just explained why it sounded like she was singing Shy-Ko in the tease for her newly released song, Psycho. You say Psycho, I say Shy-Ko, let's call the whole thing off. Dixie just admitted that her Psycho lyric mix-up in the tease to her song before it was fully released was actually, quote, part publicity stunt? Huh? What? Okay, Dixie D'Amelio just explained why it might sound like she is singing Shy-Ko instead of Psycho in the tease to her new song before it was fully released. Previously, fans were convinced the singer was singing Shy-Ko, even Shy-Girl, instead of Psycho in the social media tease of her new song, which you saw on TikTok before it was fully released. Fans also noticed that this mispronunciation appears to be fixed in the full version of her song. Dixie explained during the premiere party for her music video what was going on here exactly, as she said, quote, the demo of the song was super auto-tuned. It had a thing where it sounded like it said Shy-Ko, so we replicated that in the real song, so it was like, yeah, it's cool, people will get it. People didn't get it, so we changed it, but it's still at the end of the song. It was a part a publicity stunt. I'm a little confused of how this is a publicity stunt. I'm guessing because people were talking about the song and talking about the mistake. It kind of reminds me of the Taylor Swift song where it sounds like star-crossed lovers, it sounds like Starbucks lovers, like maybe it was like that thing, and maybe we have to blame auto-tune. Also, cheers to Dixie for admitting that she used auto-tune. I feel like some singers are like, no, I never would. But I think it's great that she's like, yes, of course, it was heavily, not just auto-tuned, it was heavily auto-tuned to make it sound like she was saying a completely different word than she was actually saying in the studio. Dixie went on to explain, everyone thought it was Shy-Ko, but then a lot of people thought it was called Shy-Girl. I saw that and I was kind of like, interesting, like Yanni Laurel thing. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Dixie is referring to how the internet was divided a couple of years ago when there was this audio recording where the person was saying either Yanni or Laurel, and depending on how you heard it, you would either decide what you thought you heard. Sometimes you could hear both. It was really, really crazy. Well, fans wanted to know if Dixie fixing the auto-tune on Shy-Ko was a publicity stunt, and Dixie confirmed it kind of was during her music video premiere by saying it was part publicity stunt. Still having a hard time understanding what was the publicity stunt there. I guess it was just people were talking about the song. They're still talking about the song. I think it's a great song. I think the music video is really fun. Cheers to Dixie for releasing yet another hit song. I cannot wait for that full album. I'm curious. Oh wait, I think we found out allegedly what that album is gonna be called. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde were just spotted looking in love in Los Angeles. Styles and Olivia Wilde were spotted packing on the PDA and looking in love while wearing almost matching outfits in Los Angeles. The couple was seen having a cozy lunch at the restaurant All Time in the Los Feliz neighborhood of Los Angeles recently. The last time we saw this rumored but basically confirmed couple was when the pair was seen making out on a yacht in Italy. They were not making out in these photos, but they obviously looked like they were together. Their arms were around each other. They looked adorable. In these shots, Harry is wearing a blue baseball cap, white rimmed sunglasses, a white Beastie Boys vintage t-shirt, ripped jeans, and white sneakers, which paired well with Olivia's also white shirt, black aviator sunglasses, ripped gray jeans, and also white sneakers, which is why I guess people are saying they're matching. The ripped jeans, the white sneakers. Olivia and Harry had their arms around each other as Olivia's held Harry's hand in one hand and carried her oversized straw hat in her other hand. I mean, look, every time there is a Harry and Olivia sighting, I get excited. I think these two are so cute. I hate how the tabloids always feel like they need to mention that Harry is 27 and Olivia is 37. Let them be. They look in love. They look happy. Let them enjoy each other. I personally now want to go check out All Time in Los Feliz, not for a Harry Styles setting, but I feel like he was just at my favorite coffee shop, and I love that coffee shop. I feel like Harry Styles knows good coffee. There's probably also good coffee at All Time, which is a breakfast spot. I'm gonna check that out and let you guys know. So a Doom Wall follower spotted this rumored couple before the story went public and told the celebrity gossip account, quote, "Just passed Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles on a walk in Los Feliz. Both were friendly and smiled. Then I saw Harry turn back and look at us, definitely to see if we were taking photos." It seems like he totally missed that paparazzi in the bushes who got all of these photos of them. The last we heard about Olivia and Harry's relationship was a few weeks ago when Us Weekly reported that the pair had, quote, an ease to their relationship. As a source told Us Weekly, this saying that the ease comes from how the two, quote, let each other be free. The source also claimed that their relationship continues to be, quote, going strong. As a source said, Olivia and Harry have an ease to their relationship. They love and support each other. Again, though, these two are still not officially confirmed to be dating. They have never officially told the press, she's my girlfriend, he's my boyfriend, yada, yada, anything like that. Olivia also has made it very clear that she will not talk to the paparazzi about anything, even Harry Styles. So definitely not Harry Styles, as she always tells the paparazzi, I am not talking to you. So we might not ever get a confirmation, you guys, but I mean, I think these photos are confirmation enough. The source went on to add that Harry and Olivia, quote, also let each other be free and work on their own. As the source said, the pair has been in, quote, constant communication when they're not together, end quote. As the two work on their own projects, Olivia has been currently preparing for the 1920s set drama Babylon, where Harry recently has rapped My Policeman, and he's getting ready to go on tour. As the source said, quote, both of them respect the other's work and never want to get in the way of each other. Honestly, I'm loving this long distance relationship for the two of them, how they're doing their own thing. I feel like every time they're together,